Today, the church celebrates Wednesday of the third week of Lent, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 19. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, unless heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." During his ministry, Jesus made wonderful use of imagery to describe what's important in life. At one point, he compared his ministry to new wine, and then he said that this new wine required new wineskins. In other words, the traditional way of doing things would no longer be enough. What was and is needed is a combination of tradition and innovation. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus declared that he came not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to complete them. He didn't pretend to be starting over. There was much in Jewish tradition that he treasured, but he wanted to bring that tradition to a greater fullness. He came to renew Israel's tradition, not to discard it. His attitude suggests that we don't simply abandon our religious tradition, but neither should we idolize it. Our faith is always in need of reform and renewal. The new wine of the Holy Spirit will always require new wineskins. The work of renewal will always involve honoring what is best in our tradition by allowing its rich potential to be fully realized.